When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Easy. Steady does it there, boys. That's a weight. Sliding into port like a glove. Oh, hello. Enough of my jabber, and let's get to our main entertainment for the evening, the magic low hour, and let's let our foonish cousins take us on another lazy journey.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2.5+ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I use that podcast to communicate with Earth, so hopefully they can send us ideas and unlock riddles that we're sharing with them to try to find this weapon that's hidden somewhere here in the tavern. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, co-rulers of Hog's Face, and, you know, co-riddle breakers, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Baby don't know.
Oh, that's right. One of your back catalog of great catchphrases, Baby Don't Know.
Baby Don't Know.
Remind me, what does baby don't know mean?
It's just a saying, you know, babies aren't fully developed, so they don't know a lot of things.
Yeah.
So if anybody ever asks you something and you don't know the answer, you just say, baby don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why, I'm always compelled to try to interpret your catchphrases, and then I'm like, oh, that's right, it's just a short series of words that don't really mean anything.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like you're also sometimes annoyed when I use the same catchphrase over and over, and yet somehow Usador's name you're fine with.
Well, first of all, I would not say that I'm fine with Usador's name. Look, I just think that people should always keep things fresh and say different things. And
how do you start every podcast?
I start every podcast by just clearing my mind.
No, I mean,
I have no preconceptions about what I'm going to do, and then just kind of whatever organically in that moment seems necessary. You know, maybe it's something about like where I'm from, what the podcast name is, how long I've been here, but it could be anything. Sometimes I start the episode just talking about like a beautiful thing I saw in the city.
When have you ever done that?
Episode 882, I think I started by just talking about a dream I had when I was a teenager.
Oh, can you remind me what that dream was?
No, go back. Go back and listen. I'm also joined by my other co-host, who, and I'm going to repeat this, I'm not okay with him saying his full name every time, Usador the Wizard.
Good evening, I am Usador. Never let it be said that I cannot take a note.
Guys, what have you been doing this week to try to find the hidden weapon in the tavern?
Oh, well, I traveled to Skur, and I went down...
You traveled to Skur?
I went down into the tombs of Skur, where I did find a scroll that did give me a clue as to the whereabouts of a magical wand, a special wand, hidden here in the tavern. It said, look behind the hanging head of the elk.
Oh, then the giant elk head on the wall.
I have not yet deciphered the clue properly. But in time, I believe I shall come to understand its meaning.
Well, I think we just looked behind the...
Frankly, I'd rather not.
Also, up top, you said we're co-hosts and co-rulers. I don't think we should be calling ourselves rulers.
Yeah, you're probably right. Ruler of Hogspace. That's got a weird connotation.
I did pass many decrees this week, though.
What were some of your decrees?
Well, I said no more littering in the streets.
Okay.
One.
I said, if you're going to drink out of the fountain, don't poop in there at the same time.
Two. Wait, can I ask a follow-up question?
There's a one-hour waiting period between.
Oh. Hmm.
Either way, don't care which order.
Yeah.
Then I had the decree that everyone should just try to smile more.
Three. Yeah, that's, I enjoy that. You know, if I'm walking down the street and I have kind of a sour face and someone says, smile more, I always appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know how to take a note as well. Yeah. So then I'll smile and be like, you changed my day.
But they don't understand that as a badger, your face structure is totally different. Like, you've got a resting badger face.
It just comes to a point.
Yeah. Like, when you smile, it's actually kind of terrifying. Like, you bare your teeth. Oh, yeah. See, like, I know you're very happy right now. But other person might just think you're a crazy rabid badger.
Which is why I'm trying to smile more.
Oh, there was also a decree about giving extra blankets to the poor and the needy.
Oh, four. That's a good decree.
For a good cause.
Yeah, I did all right.
Do you remember in episode 80-something, do you remember when Arnie started off the show talking about a dream he had as a teenager?
Oh, what a terrifying dream.
You do remember.
Oh, yes. I shall ne'er leave mine own dreams, for now it is implanted within mine brain, and I cannot forget it. Oh, what a terrible and sad story it was. In fact, I shall now cast a spell that removes that story from the podcast so that no one can hear it. Carafom pranche
floralcock. Nope. Unless you stopped the episode early a few minutes ago and listen, then it's gone forever.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Probably get replaced by me. I don't know. It could have been replaced by me talking about any number of things, like maybe talking about the fact that about 2 years ago I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago.
I'd rather stop this and hear Usador's full name.
Nope.
Shouldn't we get to our guest today?
Oh, absolutely. Guys, I am so excited. We have...
You just can't hide it?
I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control.
Do you like it?
I think I like it. Some of the most famous guests that we've ever had on the show, the most famous band in all of Foodland.
Wait, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
I'm not fucking kidding
you. Oh my God.
You're baring your teeth. You look... So
smiling,
angry.
I'm smiling.
He's smiling. He's just smiling.
I know,
happy,
but it's
happy.
It's kind of terrifying.
I'm happy. I got sunshine in my pocket, baby.
Guys, it's the halfling bards Nimby and Grundle.
Oh, hello.
Hello, my gosh.
Hello, my delicious little
How's it going, Hogsface?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Chut, man, how's your buttholes?
They're great. They're even better now.
Let's do our secret handshake.
And then two fingers.
Oh, man, you remembered it. That's awesome. Man, I love this badger.
It's so weird, John. Now you've become friends with honest-to-God celebrities.
I know. I don't know how to act around them. Like, I'm like, you know, hey, it's good to see you. But then I freak out, you know?
But of course, we're just normal people. Just like you little people.
Just a heck of a lot more famous and way more rich.
Yes, very rich.
And it's interesting that you call us little people because, you know, you're halflings, and so you're actually quite small yourself.
Arnie?
And I'm very tall.
No, it's okay. We get it a lot. We're used to it. We console ourselves in the knowledge that we're way better than any of you.
So. Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
So it's more of a state of being more than one's stature, as you might call it.
Yes, when they call you a little person, they mean that you're not important.
Not at all. We love that you come to the shows, however. It's wonderful that you're our fans.
As long as we got your money, we don't care what you say about us, frankly.
Although I will say, people have been complaining that anytime you go to a concert or anything, that when they stand behind you, they can't see you.
I know. All my life, even on Earth, if I would go to a concert or a movie, I would always feel such guilt that
the
people
behind me. Do you stand during a movie?
I do.
There's
on my world, I stand during a movie. Just because I'm so moved by what's going on the
screen. I gotta tell you, frankly, speaking as a performer, beyond annoying tall people, the thing that really gets us when people come to our shows and they all hold up their wooden etching slates to record the show and you can't see past. Why don't you just pay attention to the show while you're there?
And they ask us to sing Free Hawk, and
every wise ass thinks he's the first person to shout out Free Hawk, play Free Hawk.
Yes, we will kill them first.
I want to come clean. I did, the first time I saw you guys, I did yell that out, but to be fair, I was giving away a Free Hawk.
And you know, as annoying it is, all the people like taking etchings while you're performing, Sometimes it's cool to see someone doing an etching of all the other people doing etchings of the performance.
Oh, we're very entertained by the very amusing things that happen during our concerts.
We love the meta bits the most.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're touring through the area, and we realized we were coming near, and we wanted to see Chet again. He's our buddy.
Oh, yeah, cool. I mean, that's cool. It's cool. That's cool.
Last time we were here, yesterday, we kind of got off on the wrong foot. I wanted to sort of start fresh because when we first came here last time around, I thought that Usador was a member of the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Consortium.
Which right. doesn't and exist.
No, I'm telling you, no, don't get me started.
Please don't get him started.
Oh, I'm happy to get started. You want to get into it?
No.
See, I thought you were a member of this shadow group that actually runs all of food. They're the guys behind the guy, behind the guy, behind the Dark Lord. Since I've done some further research, I realized that you are not a member of this group, in which case you're okay in my book.
Thank you. That is a wildly outrageous accusation. I am simply in a truce with the Dark Lord and now am setting down decrees running this town.
I think that's wonderful, because frankly, I don't see what the issue is with people and the Dark Lord.
What?
What's this now?
He's not so bad, don't you think?
Well, I don't know if I can.
Don't tell me you do think. I can't imagine.
I sort of think he's all bad. Like, well, isn't that sort of his thing?
It is, but wouldn't you think it would be better if things were a little better?
To be fair,
that's like our song.
Oh, yes,
thank you for the segue, my friend, because I really didn't want to go down that political road with you.
This is why these guys are pros.
Arnie, hand me some wood so I can etch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Chud.
John?
No, you know what? You're okay. You go ahead, Chud. Yes. We'll pose for a self-etch later on. Which song do we want to do? Is this the...
Wouldn't it be better?
Okay. Okay, I want to get out front that my brother wrote this song. My brother, the selfish a-hole.
Yes!
But I'm under contract that he has to write half the songs, so here we go.
Wouldn't it be better
if we were all subject to the power of the Dark Lord
today?
You have to admit it. He keeps the wagons running on time. And things are much more efficient when you're under threat of death all the time. Yes, I rhyme time with time.
Come under thrall with us.
Come do it all with us.
We won't throw you under the bus.
A bus is like a big wagon.
Yes, it is. Gigantic.
Have you about a bus before?
Everyone travels in the bus.
Oh, I see. So you have like a very big tour cart that you call a bus.
Yeah, we actually have. We got six carts. Right?
Yes,
yeah.
for when we get hungry.
And they're usually pulled instead of by horses, they're pulled by greyhounds.
Oh, wow. You seem like you would need a lot of greyhounds.
Well, it depends on how many we have in the bus.
But because it's pulled by greyhounds, they tend to like just flip or like just be a terrible experience.
So that went. How's your buttholes doing, Chud? Let's get really into this topic.
Yeah, keep them clean.
How many you got at this point?
Two, just two.
Just the two still? Yeah, okay, two. I was wondering if you might have expanded.
There's always room for improvement.
Yeah. Oh no, I think like looking in the mirror sometimes, like the feng shui of it, like it would look so much better with three if there was like a triforce. The feng shui.
That's one of our songs.
Oh.
It is now. Feng shui. With Shway.
This one's still under development.
I wrote that when I was so drunk, you guys.
That's right.
You can't tell.
As I remember, you have quite a drinking problem.
Well, I don't consider it a problem so much as an advantage.
Oh, I see.
The only way I can deal with the vast conspiracies throughout this land is to drink myself into oblivion and forget about them.
It's
for
certainly
a brief
an
time.
Advantage when you pass out and we can just put you in the back of the Greyhound bus.
Well, I certainly don't have to hear you prattle on about how things would be better under the Dark Lord.
Well, they will be.
You're just a patsy, just like these guys who think they're rulers.
Not
here
at all. I'm the most proactive and not at all looking for weapons.
NIMBY, I feel like the last time you were here, you were so much about sort of peace and sunshine.
Peace and sunshine.
With an undercurrent of, a weird undercurrent of sort of like segregationist opinions. But
what's weird about that?
What happened to you that you seem to have gone full-on Dark Lord.
No, well, yes, but it's not different.
Uh-huh.
We were in the north, and he read a pamphlet.
It wasn't
a pamphlet. Never read a pamphlet.
But it's just common sense to not read a pamphlet.
That's like rule number one on tour. Don't read the pamphlet. Rule number two is never eat anything baked that a fan gives you.
I gotta remember now.
The thing is, Grundle has never been comfortable with our heritage. Because we as the people, we were the people before the other people.
You're such an annoying hippie. I hate you so much.
No, there's room for everybody.
Here we go, Arnie, one of those things.
As halflings, you don't really think of yourself
as people, you think of the people. Yes, we are the people.
Some of my granola-eating brethren think of themselves as the people.
The ones who aren't passed out most of the time. Yes,
well,
that's correct.
That's fair. I am conscious only about 3 hours a day.
Yes, and of course the people think of people of your size as double, larger. Instead of thinking themselves as halflings, as we often say, you are double.
Oh.
Or maybe a triple.
And some of you are delicious, yes.
Now this is something I want to ask about. This is maybe the second or third time you've mentioned that you wanted to eat people.
Well, not all people. We certainly wouldn't eat the people. But when peckish, and it's not something that's common anymore. It's been many millennia, but it was the way of things that one would, if you were hungry and you were of the people, you eat what you chose, and some things were much tastier than others.
Oh. Yeah, you sort of leave him alone. He's just a two-eyed, no-horned, halfling people eater.
Badgers are delicious.
I think we have a song about that, don't you?
Did I say that out loud?
You wrote an entire song about it.
What do I want when I'm feeling rather peckish? Lettuce? No. I like something furry and striped.
Preferably with lots of buttholes, or at least more than the normal number of buttholes.
We want badger, badger,
we want badger,
badger,
we want badger, badger, badger,
badger,
yummy, badger, yummy, badger, 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 goes badger right down.
Oh, please eat me, please. I would be honored.
We can, if things work out, we will be able to do that.
We have a waiver in the cart. We can talk after the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be, eat me, drink me, whatever you want. Yeah.
Fantastic. This is what I'm talking about. Everyone has their place.
Sean, it's okay to a point to be a starfucker, but just...
You can fuck us from the inside, down our gullets.
Yeah. Well, see, now I'm really interested just to see how that would go.
I want you to eat me like an animal. I want to feel you from the inside.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's one of our favorite songs as well.
Oh, great.
Unfortunately, we haven't paid for the rights. It's by another artist. But
I see.
Yes,
yeah.
We're kind of a rival band, but we're much bigger than they are now.
Oh, we're bigger than everyone.
So are you saying that hobbits eat everything?
Well, hobbits are jerks.
Whoa, Arnie.
Hobbits are not discerning in their diet at all.
I'm ready to walk right now, if you don't take that back.
Wait, what did I...
For once, I am agreeing with my brother.
We are not... We are halflings.
Uh-huh.
We are not hobbits.
Oh.
I know we all look alike to you doubles.
Oh, I'm so...
Hobbits are drunken... stupid.
Check.
Thieving.
Check.
Paranoid.
Check.
Idiots.
Uh-huh. Check.
That have hairy feet. We do not have hairy feet.
And no discerning taste, I'll tell you that.
Can I see your feet?
Yes.
Well, usually you got to pay extra for that, but because Chunt's here, he's my boy.
I'll have to take off my very complex gold and silver and jeweled boots.
It takes about three hours. I got you covered. I got my sandals.
Look at those jeweled boots.
Check this out.
Look at those jeweled boots.
Whoa. Yes, see that?
That is a big foot.
This is how halflings roll on their feet.
You know what they say about a halfling with big feet?
Big old
good
cock.
Balance.
big old shoe that he wears on his big old cock.
Drinks a lot and passes out. That's what they say.
How long does it take you to take your cock shoe off?
There's a lot of laces and some adhesive. The selection of a cock shoe is actually an important rite of passage
for
a halfling to become a halfling man or a halfling woman.
Sure.
I should mention that halfling women also have cocks.
Oh, wow. I am learning.
They're just in a different place.
I am learning a lot of ways that halflings are different than hobbits.
Quite different. Entirely
don't
different.
Don't you ever forget it.
I'm very...
You earthen bastard.
I'm very sorry. It was my own honest ignorance about not knowing the difference in the terms, but now that I know, I will try my best to do better.
Well, tell us more about
humans.
Whoa,
did you see that? What? As you said, now that you know, a star with a rainbow behind it flew above your head.
Yeah, the more I know. That's amazing.
Well, another thing you should know about hobbits, if you need to identify them and separate them from halflings, is that hobbits are trademarked. Very often, they just they wear a mark on their shirt or their sleeve that tells you what trade they're in. That way you know, that hobbit's a baker or that hobbit's a seamstress or whatever it is. It's definitely trademarked that we shouldn't be talking about.
And a lot of towns also have exchanges where you can trade your hobbit because they're happy to sell themselves into servitude.
Yes, exactly.
That's another difference between a halfling and a hobbit. I've still got a Black Lotus hobbit. He's the one that's got the really primo weed. I keep him in a box back home.
Yeah, but isn't it better to just enjoy your hobbit?
Sometimes with hobbits, you'll what they call, you have one to stock and one to rock. So one you'll keep pristine and the other one you'll just keep out.
John, I always forget what a huge fucking nerd you are. but I guess I want to get back to the fact that, I eat other species.
Of course you do!
But, isn't it a little, where do you draw the line on what you will and won't eat?
Well, if you're among the people, you don't eat the people. It's very simple, really.
Okay. I mean...
I don't see what's so confusing.
No!
I guess that's not so different from my world.
Also, to be fair, we generally don't eat wizards because they, frankly, tend to taste terrible end of animal fat.
The potions they drink, there's always a residue, isn't there?
There's like a weird briny aftertaste.
Yeah, kind of a
pickle.
Like at low tide, if you've ever licked rocks.
Truly, I would not taste good.
You know, honestly, I don't like to eat anything near a wizard because I just feel like they just let off something that just affects my taste buds.
How dare you?
Yeah, and you know me, I eat all the time, but I don't eat around you.
We have snacks here at the table all the time.
I just pretend.
Oh, that's why you don't come to Choo Choo's Chow.
Yeah, that, and also, I hate that storyline. But I'm so excited that it's back. I'm so excited.
Well, I love all your storylines.
I know.
We're still awaiting that check for the theme song we wrote.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Let me here you go.
Okay, this is post-dated and it's not got a signature. It's got a drawing of looks like a cock and balls on it. Is that your signature?
I'll never have enough money and I'm proud of my
cock. Do you have any weapons about? I'm not saying we require weapons for any purpose, but it could be an acceptable substitute for whatever script that would normally be exchanged.
Well, there's supposed to be weapons hidden all over the tavern.
That's very interesting to me, for no reason.
Oh, we're looking for weapons. Apparently there might be one behind this elk head up there.
But I haven't deciphered the clue yet.
Oh, well, look at this. My gosh.
Oh, wow, that's incredibly long. It's got sort of a curve to the left to it.
Yes,
What would you describe this weapon he just found underneath his chair?
Holy shit, there was a weapon under your chair.
He didn't even move the chair, he just looked under it.
Yes.
Like a curved blade, a scimitar?
A scimitar?
Yes, it could be a scimitar. I don't know how to describe it.
Usador, does it look like it has any magical properties? Like, is it just a weapon someone left under that chair?
Yeah, let me lift it up over my head.
Oh,
look at the way it reflects light. I think it's a rainbow sword.
My gosh, I'm just going to put this in my bag. Thank you, thank you.
A rainbow sword? Like, what can a rainbow sword do?
Well, a rainbow sword can attract any color of the visible spectrum and blind your opponent with it.
Like our song.
Yes, exactly.
You can also use it to kill leprechauns.
Would you like to sing the rainbow sword song?
Would I like to sing the sword?
Yes,
of course, I'd love to. Listen now to Usador's word. I know about the rainbow sword.
Doesn't rhyme.
It's time that we lift it above our head, and then very soon our enemies will be dead. I like rainbow swords for killing. They're not used for textiles or milling. Swords with magic powers can grow, and swords with magic powers can sow the earth.
Wow.
Hey,
that was wonderful.
Thank you.
Usador, don't quit your day job.
I shan't.
Damn. Yeah.
Now we can't eat you for certain.
Yes, no, I would not suggest it. In fact, I'm going to drink something disgusting right now to make sure that you don't.
And now I know why you asked him to sing the song, because the lyrics begin with him name-checking himself.
Yes.
Are you well, anyone, like to sing that song that to begin?
Oh, I can say the name of the song.
Oh, Arnie, I see.
It's like that song Banana Fana, where you put one's own name.
Oh.
Have we taught you that song?
No.
Well, let's do it now.
Chud, would you like to sing this one?
Arnie, Barney, Fo, Farnie, Banana Fana, Fo, Farnie, B5, Fo, Marnie.
Arnie.
Arnie. See?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have that song.
Oh.
But you know what? That sort of reminds me of something. You know, I come from a world where I guess we think of music as being more sort of locked in. But I guess on this world, maybe songs change and evolve, and there's more of an oral tradition, and maybe the songs are more fluid, and they change from place to place more.
Absolutely. It's what's in your heart and what you believe to be true and what is around you.
And
yes.
Also what you smoked earlier that
yes.
Night. You know what I'm
sure.
Talking about.
Sure.
Every show we have a different set list,
uh-huh.
And people collect them, and we just charge them for, you know, they got to get every copy.
Yeah, and people are excited to walk away with a list of the drugs that you were taking throughout
the show.
And
it's made from the most wonderful material, and if one were to smoke it, my gosh, the dreams one would have.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I was going to discuss Artie's dream, but then for some reason I've completely forgotten what it was.
It was awful. You wouldn't... It would be sad for you to remember.
I just have vague memories of something.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It was all about high school and...
Yeah, it was when he was a teenager. Something about spirit, like his teen spirit.
Yes. I bet he smelled.
It yes. Terrible. Yeah, it was in his... Yeah. Well, how did that go now?
I had a dream... I was in high school again. All the girls were looking at me.
That's not true.
I was afraid of them. I had a dream.
He had a dream.
My mom was there.
Oh, mama.
I could sing, but I was all over the place.
All over the place.
Sing more about your mama. Was she hot?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how hot was your mama?
In this dream, I refuse to categorize my mom by a scale of hotness.
She must have been very hot.
He wants to have sex with his
hot.
Mother.
We'll all have
his
sex
hot, hot,
with
hot, sexy mom.
Arnold's mom.
So, yeah. You sir, are you going to do that spell again so I can forget that damn dream?
I wouldn't mind it either, frankly speaking.
You know what I'm surprised about? We've made it all this way in the podcast. This is the first time that anyone's talked about eating Chunt.
Yeah.
Well, that surprises me very much. He's clearly delicious.
Yes.
I think you should put yourself in the advertising for Chichu's Chow. You just eat
oh,
me.
Put myself on the menu. Yeah,
yeah just yes. Be there on the eat
whole
me.
Animal menu. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. Or you could be like posed on a big
a
serving
yeah.
Tray
oh,
with like
yeah.
An apple in your mouth. Oh,
that sounds.
That's some good eating right there.
It's true.
I would eat myself.
You know, now that I think about it, the sign for Chichu's Chow has just like a crazy cartoon etching of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe there are people that are like think. At the menu,
they can chow down
banter.
On Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Chow down on Choo Choo.
So the apostrophe S never was supposed to indicate possession. Rather, it is Choo Choo is chow.
I think so.
It was just truncated.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty pedantic.
Well, guys, let's take a really quick break and let's sort of refresh our drinks. And then, you know, it's been a while since we've seen you guys. I'd like to learn more about how you guys are doing.
Oh, that would be wonderful, because we're fantastic.
He sure loves to talk about himself, that's for damn sure.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Last year, Lawn Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
So, NIMBY and Grendel.
Yes!
Last time you were here, I remember, I heard that, like, you're so famous, but it's been kind of a contentious relationship between the two of you. You've broken up gotten back together again.
Gosh, I guess this is now 5-7 times since then we've broken up.
Wow, 7 times again since then, like just like a year.
No, 7 times since breakfast.
Yeah.
Since breakfast.
Technically we're broken up right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's great is that, you know, you see him live, you hear that they have broken up, and so you're like, well, I'll never see him again. I'll go to their last concert, and then they get back together. It's just like they've done so many Food and Freezes Over tours, it's so satisfying.
I heard you killed each other.
Well, a little bit.
Technically, my heart stopped for about 3 minutes, but it turned out that was just from the excessive alcohol.
Yes,
which, in fact, it sort of formed a sack around my heart, and when he stabbed me, he ended up stabbing the sack of alcohol and managed to miss my heart.
I didn't stab him with a killing sword so much as a, will you just please shut the fuck up sword.
Yeah. Oh, can I borrow that?
Yes, if you'd like, since I have this rainbow sword now.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yep.
In fact, if you like, once the laws are changed, I can slay you with that.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Hang on to that. Grendel, would you like to form a band with me?
Okay, that sounds cool. Oh, let's have the look.
Arnie, we're witnessing them getting back together.
Oh.
All right, the band's back together.
Oh, my God. Again.
You know what? I quit.
Oh, this is very sad.
This happens all the time. You don't get yourself worked up over this.
They're starting off the concert with breaking up. That's my favorite thing for them to start with.
We got a song about it.
Oh.
This is our usual opener. I hate your guts.
I hate your guts.
I quit this fucking band.
Because you're such a schmuck.
Hey, there's a bunch of people out here, they got money, you wanna form a band again. Welcome to the show. I hate this guy, but I'm gonna exploit you people for your cash. Then we're gonna break up again. You freaking sheep. You're all just tools of the Dark Lord.
I hate your guts.
Not to mention, you are tools of the Jews.
Whoa, no.
That's right.
Hold on.
He hates their guts.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem. The Juniperians, also known as the Jews, are what are secretly behind all of this. They formed the Northeast Wizard Trilateral Commission.
We are double broken
They're
up
controlling
now.
The economy and the politics.
Triple
of all
broken
the food.
Up. Quadruple broken up.
Oh, this is going to take a while to fix. I'm sorry, guys.
Dodeca broken
up. I'm sorry you're afraid of the truth, you dork.
I know exactly the way to fix this situation. A free round of drinks on Usador.
What?
Hoorah! I like drinks. Give him Wenny.
Is this well drinks or is this the good shit?
Top shelf.
All right.
I love drinking shelf.
I like you a little bit more there, Usador.
Thank you very much.
You're no Spintax the Green.
Well, and it's true. The interpersonal conflicts are always made better by introducing a lot of alcohol.
Okay, well, bottoms up, everyone. Enjoy your shelf.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
I got
This is brewed by that elf up there, right?
Oh, yeah. Up on the shelf?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, man, elves make some good shit.
Oh, gosh. That's a dusty shelf.
My gosh, were there always this many colors in here?
He'll be tolerable for about 4 minutes until this wears off again.
Jazz Odyssey. I've just invented something called jazz.
I would love to hear that.
The stars in your eyes, rainbows, trainbows.
If you guys want to get up and go to the bathroom, now's a real
rainbows
good time. Feel free to go visit the merchandise booth. We've got jerkins. We've got scabbards. We've got Jimmy and Grundle scabbards.
He's just wandering around the room.
Yeah. So many rainbows. This is he calls himself Fish when he does this.
Oh.
This could be a good 20-25 minutes. Even he doesn't know when this is going to end, frankly speaking.
Gosh, this is very embarrassing.
Oh, he's jumping on a trampoline.
Hey, where did the trampoline come from?
Oh, look, it's swords in the ceiling.
You know, at first I thought he was tripping, but I look up there. There are some swords in the ceiling.
My gosh, I've got 80 of them now. They're tiny, though. Oh, they fit together. It's so clever.
Oh, he hoisted them up.
I like this jam feel. It just makes me want to go. Hey, what? I'm Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesia.
Full name, baby. Full name.
Master of light and shadow.
Sing along, you all know the words.
Manipulator of magical delights.
Don't fight.
Devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakas.
Rockus.
Known to the elves as Fiangyali. Known to the dwarves as Zonin,
call
me Fangyelly.
And known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar.
Alright, take it home.
No, the secret names you will never know.
And we're back.
Wow, that was fascinating. How are you doing?
Good.
I took a little nap. Are we done?
Yeah.
Good. Are we still here?
I took a little nap, too. I was like, cock shoe.
Yeah. Boy, that was some strong stuff. That song was great. You're a great singer. I especially love how slowly you sing.
Well, thank you.
I have to admit, I'm a little jealous because you guys have both gotten to sing with my favorite band, and I didn't get to sing a song about my name.
Oh, would you like to? It would be very special. Before one dies, one should always sing one's name.
Okay, but I get to sing my full name.
Okay. Your full name? Right. Do we have time for that?
I'm Chunt.
Oh, I like that.
That was solid.
Would you mind, guys,
if we covered that?
Well, that would be my honor. Oh, my gosh, that would be my honor.
I thought it was self-indulgent.
And once we've eaten Chunt, Usador, will you come on tour with us? Your voice is magic.
Truly?
Yes.
I mean, literally, your voice is magic.
Literal magic.
We did not discuss this.
No, we did not.
As long as you're buying the shelf, you're welcome to come on.
Oh, I would gladly do this. What an honor.
But you got to bring that particular elf, because that was some solid shit.
And
absolutely.
All the weapons that might be in this place.
Oh, yes, I'll keep looking for as many as I can
find.
Good,
we will require them all.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Actually, while you guys were wandering around doing that Usador endless thing, I was peeking back behind the larder over there.
Yeah.
And I found this dagger. I don't know if it's useful to you.
That's Mick's dagger.
Mick's dagger.
That's Mick's dagger.
Well, no, it's not, but it moves kind of in the same way.
This guy moves like Mick's dagger.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it does. You can see on the hilts the way the giant lips of the hilts go around the shaft of the blade. Yes,
I thought for sure that dagger was dead.
Yeah. No,
and it's since I happen to be a student of daggery, and if you'll notice, it is inside a Richard's hilt, which actually does all of the work of the
Dagger. Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
You don't, you know, people think about the blade. They don't pay attention to the hilt. The hilt's the most important part.
Yep, and you'll notice that the handle's made of wood, some rotty wood.
Oh, yeah.
The most amazing thing about this dagger is it will last forever, though, even though it's
longer than you would think. A lot longer than it's useful.
And
certainly.
Miraculously, you can put it in any stream. It will never gather moss.
True. It's exactly true. It's true. And it will never stop stabbing. I mean, it's past its best days of stabbing.
Yeah.
But it's going to keep stabbing for a long time.
But you know what? I've heard about this dagger. It's not good for revenge because you're like, I will have my satisfaction. And
you can't get it.
But you know what, guys? We've sung some songs about ourselves here, but you know, we've been really trying to learn more about this tavern we spend so much time in.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any songs about the Vermilion Minotaur?
What are the oldest halfling songs that there is about the Vermilion Minotaur? Oh. Every halfling grows up knowing that one in the bassinet.
In fact, this very tavern is considered by some to be the cradle of the people's civilization.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, I got to think back to the old days to remember this one. In your travels across the land, in your merry, merry traveling halfling band, there is a place to take all your face. And the rest of you, it's the best tavern in the entire world. The Vermilion Minotaur.
You can travel very far.
The Vermilion Minotaur has all the weapons you need. Look under the thing, behind the other thing, say the words in the proper order. You'll find that which you seek, the thing that'll save the strong and the meek, at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Guys, I think there were clues in that song.
Well, yes, there are these objects here marked thing one, thing two. And if you go up to them and you move them, you say, the words.
Whoa.
I said the words in the proper order.
Holy cow, that's a spell. That is a magic phrase and not just a terrible Eddie Murphy movie. Right?
Earth people weren't loving it.
I was confused because all of the Eddie Murphys were eaten here on food many, many years ago.
By halflings?
They're pretty delicious.
Well, maybe.
Well, did you eat the Eddie Murphys raw?
We did. That's the only way to eat an Eddie Murphy.
It gave me the clumps, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, so many clumps.
He is a distinguished gentleman.
Yes, there is a phrase here written upon this piece of parchment. I have to spin this wheel here next to the things and say, I want the knife.
Wait, there's a new knife, and the handle is a little golden child.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, thank you so much. You've helped us find so many weapons in the tavern.
Oh, we live to help. It's absolutely what we do, yes.
I mean, you'll be receiving our bill later, but sure.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be, you know, if you're not using all the weapons, we would certainly appreciate perhaps having them out with us.
Well,
all of them.
Well, Isidore, this knife with the golden child handle, does that do anything good?
It's nice. It's a nice golden handle. Would you like the golden child knife?
I feel like it's a very underrated knife.
Look, we're finding more weapons than we know what to do with. So,
well, I'm going to write down just this scrawling here and tell you where you can forward any and all weapons.
Oh, that's handy.
If you happen to come up with siege weapons, we'd take them too.
Sure. Yes. And I mean, what will you do with the weapons?
Oh, nothing at all. There's nothing going on out in the countryside.
Oh,
that might concern anybody with restoring the proper rule of law and the place of the people.
Sure.
Nothing like that.
My brother has a compound that slowly assembling.
It's not a compound. It's a retreat.
This brother? Does you have another brother?
Oh. We don't like to speak his name.
We have an older brother. It's Grundle 2.
Grundle 2.
He goes around Foon doing our act.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, he bills himself as Grundle too, and there's no NIMBY with him, but he still manages to fool the really stupid ones out in sort of the northern and farthest southern reaches.
Sure.
And, and of course, you break up so often that people would believe,
That's where he lives, taking advantage of our good nature that way.
Yeah, my main other issue is he tends to run up gambling debts, and people think that they're mine.
Gosh.
I mean, I have plenty of my own already.
So. Wake up, sheep people of the southern plains, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. As it's known, we always sacrifice the sheep people at the end of our shows.
Now, they're a sheep people. They are frickin' delicious.
Oh, my gosh. And he does the same thing at the end of his. So that adds to the confusion.
I'm generally against eating sentient creatures who can speak to you, but sheep people are delicious.
Yes. Oh. Yes, this is why you must come on tour with us.
Yes, I'm fine. I'll go. Hooray!
Hooray!
Sweet, are all you guys gonna leave with the band and just leave me here in Hog's Face?
I don't know. Are humans tasty?
Oh, I mean, we don't let ourselves think about it.
Can you lift a lot of things?
Can I lift a lot of things? No.
Oh.
Are you
not
like
a lot of upper body?
Do you have
strength.
Any particular skills, or are you useful?
Nope.
Okay. I mean,
hold on, let me put it this way. Chun.
Yeah.
Would you vouch for him?
Honestly. Yeah.
Okay, I think we may have a solution.
I saw you had your paw crossed there.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Artie.
Well, as soon as we've completed our task of defeating the Void and making sure that all of Hog's Face is free, I'm happy to go on tour with you.
Wonderful! We will look forward to that. I think there will be enough time.
You can sell our merch.
Ooh, fun!
How about we go out on a song?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost, it's been a long November. It's almost winter solstice time.
We know all the holiday songs.
Oh, God, so many to choose from.
How about Don't Let Me Die in the Snow?
Getting cold outside. I'm gonna run and hide. From all of my gambling debts, my brother incurred.
Customize the song to yourself.
I hope he dies real soon.
Dies real soon.
And leaves the land of Foon.
Leave it all to me.
And then I hope that my brother dies too.
But if I die, don't let me die in the snow, if I must cry.
If you must cry.
Please bake the dough into cookies for the solstice.
That would be the mostest. We could eat the cookies after we eat a lot of badger and sheep.
Wonderful.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah. That was wonderful.
It got me really in the winter solstice spirit.
Oh, there you go.
That's wonderful, Arnold.
The traditional badger and sheep
delicious
solstice meal.
Oh, and while they were singing, I cooked us up a beggar's banquet.
Oh.
Oh, what species do these represent?
These are representative of me. Here, there's a chocolate badger here that can be consumed in 40 licks.
Could I have one of those chunk nuggets?
I call them chuggets.
version of that sounds
good. Did you want sauce with that? I have ranch, I have honey mustard, I have hot mustard.
I'm afraid I don't have the patience to lick all the way through this chunt pop. I'm going to need to chop. A chop, yes. I need to just, I think, chew through it.
Oh, whoa. You have powerful teeth.
You need it to get through the bones.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the bones are the best part.
They are. Oh, the marrow inside. Oh, you guys got any marrow you can spare, maybe, a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I have some marrow right here in my pouch.
Oh, you've been to Bruce's sack of marrow.
Yes.
Did you talk to Mia?
Uh-huh.
Mia Marrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Why don't we end the show by having a little bit more of this shelf?
Yes, oh, yeah. I am up for more shelf.
Yeah, bottoms
up.
Shelf and more just, shelf. Like, get shelf-faced and wander out of the bar.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, here comes the jazz!
He sounds like my friend who sings Not Quite Red Floyd.
Oh, Not Quite Red Floyd.
gotta keep breathing. It's good, Jeff. Breathing the air.
Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe.
Is there anybody in there? Yes, I'm right here. Yeah, shake your head up and down if I'm audible.
Money.
Yes, just weapons. They're a trip. All we are is just another brick in the wall around Hog's Face.
You can't have your meat if you don't eat your pudding.
Start this episode over and sync it up with your favorite movie.
Well now, wasn't that a hoot? Usually this is where my distinguished compatriot would say something cheeky about the program, but since he's refitting the coal chutes, he left me a note. Here it is. It says, the movie Arnie was thinking of was 1,000 words. Well, I don't really know what that means, but maybe you folks at home can puzzle that out. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adil Rifai. Nimby and Grundle the Halfling Bards were played by special guests Storm D. Costanzo and Paul Saborin from the band Paul and Storm. Get more of their hilarious music at paulandstorm.com and go to jococruise.com to learn more about the music and comedy cruise they organize and perform on each year with Jonathan Colton. This year's cruise is from February 18th to 25th with a roster of performers that includes Maria Bamford, Cameron Esposito, John Hodgman, Michael Ian Black, and many more. Tickets are still available at jococruise.com. And as always, Chess Trunkborn the Mimic was played by Travis McElroy, whether you heard him or not. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chikover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. With all that out of the way, it's time for the main attraction of the night, Craigcast, where I cast this fishing line out into the mighty Mississippi and see if I can catch a fresh treat for dinner. Ah, yes. Patience is the key. Even if we don't catch anything, it's nice to spend this time together. Oh, before I forget, remember you can buy Magic Tavern merch like the new Vermilion Minotaur shirt by clicking the merch tab on hellofromthemagictavern.com. It's the easiest way to get to all our merch on Topatico, Podswag, and Ann Arbor Tees. You can also visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Oh, I think we got something. Oh, she's a fighter. Marcus! Barnaby, get the nets! We're gonna eat well tonight!
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.